is a very special celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I got $1 million to give away to any celebrity's charity that can prove that they are smarter than a fifth grader. And let's meet my class, Cody! Mackenzie! All right, class, you ready to meet your new classmate?
Yeah!
This is cool. He is a legendary talk show host from the Bronx. He attended Our Lady of Solace Elementary. Please welcome Regis Philbin!
Cody, how you doing?
Nathan,
hi, Kenzie. Hi, Sierra. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, Regis!
Get me out of here.
I am so delighted and surprised to have you here.
Why the surprise?
Well, because I know you've had years of doing like Millionaire, and you've probably seen every question. And in my mind, with something like this, it's just better for people to think you're an idiot than to go on national television and prove them right.
Well, let's hope I don't prove them right. But yeah, I agree with you. Now that I'm out here, I'm wondering why.
Now, what kind of student were you?
Just fair.
Really?
Yeah, not like these kids. You
because
know,
I think of you as being real intelligent.
Do you really?
I really do.
And how would you rate yourself?
Not so good. Not so good. Tell everybody the charity that you are playing for.
Well, it's for my high school, Cardinal Hayes High School in the Bronx, and always in need of money. And I hope I win some money for them.
You know what? I got a good feeling about it.
Good.
And we have some help for you here. These fifth graders are going to be taking the same test that you're taking. And Regis, we're going to let you even cheat off of them.
That's what I hear.
I'll tell you a little bit about that, but pick one of them and let's get started.
All right, Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, come on up here. Is this a cool classroom or what?
This is a great classroom.
Yeah, we have Regis in our classroom.
I can't believe it.
All right, let me tell you how this works.
Yeah.
On the board, you're going to see 10 subjects.
Okay.
Your first correct answer is worth $1,000 for your charity. Your 10th correct answer is worth $500,000. Regis, you get that far. We're going to give you one more question that will be worth $1 million, okay?
That's pretty good.
Now, I don't know how it works when you were growing up, but in this school, it is okay to drop out with the money that you've earned.
Uh-huh.
If the test gets to be too tough.
Right.
But before you leave, we have one little rule.
Mm-hmm.
You have to promise me that you will look into that camera and tell millions and millions of people, I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
Do I have to do that?
You have to do that.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do
it? I'm going to do it.
We got a deal? Everybody, let's find out. It's Regis Philbin smarter than a fifth grader. Now, when you were in school, what was your best subject?
Well, I think geography was pretty good, and history. Science, a little weak. Vocabulary, I think I do okay.
The worst.
First grade music, what could that be, you know? I have watched the show, Jeff, and I think it's a terrific idea and a terrific show. And you do a fabulous show. I love when you take a walk. It's so exciting. It's so to see you walk down there.
To see those bow legs strut, baby, that's it.
But first grade music. Yeah, there you go.
Now, but you've released a few albums. You know something about music.
Well, a little bit, yeah, but I'm thinking I should start in the lower grades and work up.
I like that strategy.
Now
let me ask your classmate Mackenzie, if you had to help Mr. Philbin with a couple of questions, what do you feel the most confident about?
Music, U.S. geography, and English.
Now, she's a singer, Reg.
She is a singer. Well, then we're going to go with music, I would say, right? First grade.
You want to do that?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. For $1,000, the first grade music question is, according to the lyrics of the U.S. National Anthem, what objects gave off a red glare? According to the lyrics of the U.S. National Anthem, what objects gave off a red glare? Mackenzie has locked in her answer.
I think I know this, and so I'd love to save Mackenzie for another question.
Yeah, you have a save, and you have two cheats.
A peek, yeah, okay. I'm going to give you the answer.
You want to lock in your answer if you're that confident? Wow. What just happened? What just happened?
$1,000 right here, baby.
What answer would you like to lock in, Regis?
Rockets red glare.
Rockets red glare. My mother-in-law has given me a red glare once or twice.
I'll bet.
But it had nothing to do with the national anthem.
Lucky you didn't get a rocket.
Rockets is right. Yeah! $1,000.
There you go, kids.
She could have saved you.
I know.
Yeah, she had rockets as well. See how easy this is?
She had rockets as well. Yeah. See, she's smart. Here's what I'm worried about. Can I tell you what I'm worried about? Because I'm telling Mackenzie.
It's confession time.
Animal science.
Really?
Animal science. What does that mean?
And did you have pets growing up?
Yes, I had a dog and a cat. Is that what it is? Tell the difference between a dog and a cat?
Yeah, well...
You know what?
It's a first grade question.
I'm going to stay in the first grade.
It's six-year-olds normally answer this.
I got Mackenzie with me. I'm all set.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Regis Philbin is taking on the first grade, even though it scares him. For $2,000, Regis, here's the animal science question. True or false? Female goats can produce milk. True or false? Female goats can produce milk. Mackenzie has locked in her answer.
Well, you know, I milked a goat on my show, so I'm pretty sure it was a female goat. If this is one of those trick questions...
I really hope so, because if not, you've got a staff with a bad sense of humor, I'm telling you.
Well...
And true or false? I mean, 50-50.
Yes, I have an answer.
Lock it in.
True.
True, he says. First grade wasn't so tough. You're exactly right. Yay! You got $2,000.
Mackenzie, thank you very much, honey. Oh, boy.
All right, Regis, they can only help you two questions at a time, so you need to select a new classmate.
Cody!
Cody, come on up here.
My mom loves you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does she talk about
you? Do you know she loves me, too? Well, that's a good thing. I will tell you something about him that I bet your mom doesn't even know. He holds the world record for on-camera time on television. Do you know this? Almost 16,000 hours.
16,000 hours.
That is almost 2 years of 24-hour-a-day Regis.
Wow, well, that's something.
That's a lot of Regis.
Yeah, that's too much Regis.
2 years.
Wow.
Go ahead and pick a subject.
You know, my plan was to ease up as we approach the fifth grade, and we're up to the second grade right now.
Right.
But I'm looking at Cody. Can I ask Cody what
is... Sure, absolutely.
What's your expertise, Cody? English, social studies?
You name it, I'm good at it, but...
I love this kid. I'm going with Cody. Cody, why don't we go into the second grade English?
Second grade English,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, let's do it.
This one's worth $5,000. The second grade English question is... Which of the following is a synonym for the word happy? Mad, sad, or glad? Which of the following is a synonym for the word happy? Mad, sad, or glad? Cody has locked in his answer.
I'm sure Cody is correct. I think I know this one. I'd like to save Cody and the rest of the gang.
Well, and you're married to Joy, which is very close to
happy.
That's
right, sure. So I'm going to tell you that the answer is... Glad!
Glad!
Glad! Okay. Okay.
Don't get mad.
Get glad.
Get glad. It's worth $5,000.
There you go.
Exactly right. We are going to be playing for $10,000 right after this.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. Let me tell you about my podcast. We do it every single day, so you can subscribe, and there'll always be a fresh one waiting for you. It's about 2 hours of topical topics and news and guests and comedians and, of course, my own vitriolic take on just about everything that's going on in the world. Plus, we get a lot of really interesting, notable people who come in. We'll get politicians, we'll get tastemakers, we'll get stand-ups, we'll get authors, we'll get pundits, we'll get, I think about covers it all, celebrities as well, and we'll do some really interesting interviews with them. You can get The Adam Carolla Show wherever you download your podcast.
It's the Celebrity Edition, and our celebrity tonight is Regis Philbin, who's playing for Cardinal Hayes High School, your old school.
That's right, my old high school.
Right now, we've got $5,000 for him. Let's double that, all right?
Okay, let's go.
Pick another subject. Let's turn it into $10,000.
Well, since I've got some help over here who knows everything, I'm going to go into the second grade social studies and see what you got for us.
Second grade social studies. All right. It is worth $10,000. The second grade social studies question is this. What U.S. state's nickname is the Empire State?
Oh, my gosh.
What U.S. state's nickname is the Empire State? Cody has locked in his answer. Now, the questions come up randomly by computer. I cannot believe you got this question.
Well, it's a lifesaver for me because I live in that state. I love that state. And I think I should name that state and save my help from the gang here. So if it's okay with you, I'm gonna lock in. The answer is New York.
Of course it is.
New York.
It's New York. You got $10,000. Unfortunately, he's got to return to the class. And need to pick another classmate.
Sierra, come on.
Sierra!
Whoa.
All right, we have knocked the first and the second grade out.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do it.
And this next question's big, and let me tell you why. Because if you had flunked out of school up until this point, you would have gone home with nothing. You get this question right.
Okay.
The worst thing that can happen for Cardinal Hayes today is they get $25,000.
All right? Good. That's great. That's great.
It's good. You want to ask Sierra what she likes on the board?
Yeah, Sierra, what do you think in the third grade there, geography or ancient cultures?
I like them both, so you decide amongst yourself.
All right, let's start with U.S. geography.
U.S. geography.
All right, here we go.
All right, third grade U.S. geography. Let's get this one. It's worth
$25,000.
$25,000. Here is the question. Helena is the capital of what U.S. state? Helena is the capital of what U.S. state? Sierra has locked in her answer.
Well, gee, again, I'm either lucky or something's going on here, but I happen to know this one as well. I'm sure Sierra's got it there. I want to save her for ancient cultures. So may I go for the answer?
You know what, and I will tell you this. We've done a lot of shows. You have the best locking it in
really?
Move of anybody we've ever had.
There you go.
Hey!
Helena, Montana! Montana!
Let's see what your classmate Sierra said. She said...
She's got it, I'm sure.
Montana.
Montana.
Let's see what the rest of the class said,
okay.
Regis.
Every one of them, sure, very
Montana.
Good. Montana.
I'm in a room of smart people tonight. It is Montana, and you got $25,000. All right, Regis.
Well, now, this one scares me to death, and...
You're halfway to the million-dollar question.
Yeah, but... No,
halfway there.
It gets hard. Gets hard.
Are you going to continue your little pattern of working
up
the ladder?
Sierra seemed pretty sure about either one of them, geography or ancient cultures. Ancient cultures kind of scares me a little bit, but I'm going to may have to rely on her to get me through this.
You want third grade ancient cultures?
Yes, sir, that's what I want.
All right. It's worth $50,000.
$50,000? $50,000, Sierra.
The $50,000 question is coming up when we come back. Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It's the Celebrity Edition, and Regis Philbin is playing for $50,000.
Thank you.
Everybody loves Regis.
Thanks, everybody.
The third great question is this, Regis. What was the primary language used in ancient Rome? Latin, Italian, or Greek? What was the primary language used in ancient Rome?
Now, this could be one of those trick ones.
Latin, Italian, or Greek? Sierra has locked in her answer. Read the question carefully.
Yes, yes. This is where you get tricky, see? It's got to either be Latin or Italian. It could be one of those trick questions where you're pretty sure it's Latin, but it's really Italian, or vice versa.
You know what? Let's go over your cheats here, because we haven't talked about them. You have two of them. You have a peek, which means you can peek at your classmates' paper, see if you like their answer. You have a copy, which means you have to take the answer of your classmate at the podium. And you have one save, which means if you answer wrong, but they have the right answer, they save you, you get the money, and we keep going.
Well,
it's multiple choice. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's multiple choice.
Did you ever cheat in school?
No.
Not one time. Not ever.
Well, once. Now that you bring it up, I'm going to take a copy.
You're going to copy? You want to lock that in? Wow. If you had to guess.
If I had to guess, I would say Latin.
If you had to guess, you would have been right.
Now, in other words, if she has Italian up there, goodbye, Regis.
Goodbye, Regis.
Uh-oh.
It's all on the shoulders of this 10-year-old girl, Regis.
So nervous. All of a sudden, she's beginning to look like Kelly Ripa to me.
Yeah. You were starting to like our little classroom.
Yes, I was. I really was. Well, nothing I can do about it now.
No.
I've made my choice. I slapped it in there. Ancient
yes.
Rome. Pretty sure
for
it was.
For $50,000 for Cardinal Hayes High School.
Uh-oh.
This fifth grader said... Latin!
Oh!
She's right!
Four. Way to go, baby. Thank you.
How about that?
Yep.
I got a smart class here,
you do,
Rich.
Man. You got smart kids here.
Way to go, girl.
Nice job there, Sierra.
Jesus.
Did great.
Whew. Deep cleansing breaths.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
All right, we are down to the final four questions before the million-dollar question. You have two classmates
left. Vocabulary and science. All right, I'm going to take Nathan. Come on.
Nathan, come on up here.
Woo! Way to go, Nathan.
Regis, I'll tell you a little something about Nathan.
Yeah?
Nathan doesn't like to get picked until the end. He likes...
Oh, he likes the end?
Yes.
Well, you see, I'm just worried about science.
That Are
you? That
wasn't
one of my weak...
I love science.
Good, Nathan.
He loves
science.
Happy
to hear that.
All right, Nathan, what else do you love?
Vocabulary and science are good.
Okay, both fourth grade questions.
I'm gonna go with vocabulary first.
Fourth grade vocabulary. The fourth grade vocabulary question worth $100,000 is coming up right after this. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our contestant, the one and only Regis Philbin, has $50,000 for Cardinal Hayes High School.
There you go.
We're about to play for $100,000.
$100,000.
How many years have you been doing the show in the morning?
Well, it's this particular show. We're in our 20th year right now.
Oh, my God.
In syndication.
20 years.
And then, then before that, Jeff, I did it for 5 years locally in New York, and then about 8 or 9 years out here in Los Angeles. AM Los Angeles was my local show in the morning. Yeah, so I've been a morning guy for a number of years now.
Well, you're so terrific at it. We're thrilled to have you here.
Thank you very much.
You selected fourth grade vocabulary.
Fourth grade vocabulary.
Let me remind you, you still have your peak left and you still have your save. We're in good shape.
Peak and a save, okay.
Here we go. The $100,000 question is, what is the ordinal of the word 10? What is the ordinal of the word 10? Nathan has locked in already.
The ordinal is a word that I'm not familiar with. Ordinal.
That's probably why it's a vocabulary question.
What are you, a wise guy? Ordinal of the word 10.
Oh, and look at this book. All you wanted to know about ordinals, but were afraid to ask.
You are a wise guy, yeah. Well, you know what? I don't have an answer for that, but I got a young man here who thinks he does. I can tell by that look on his face. He's very confident.
If you peek, you can see what he said.
Yeah.
And then see if you like it.
That's what I want. Yeah, I want a peek at his paper.
You want to lock in a peek? All right, this 9-year-old boy is letting you peek at his answer. Let's see what Nathan said. What is the ordinal of the word 10? He said 10th.
Yeah, what do you want from me?
Did that help you at all?
Yes, if it comes from Nathan, it's right.
10th.
10th.
You want to lock it in?
Yes, sir, 10th. You're beginning to look like Sister Mary Michael to me.
I need a ruler, don't I? You know, all you ever hear is about the bad things kids do. Why I love this show is we highlight the good things kids do. We have a class that is 5 for 5 with the right answer, and the right answer is 10th. You got $100,000. Nathan! Good job, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
The definition of an ordinal.
Yes.
Is a word that tells the order in a series of numbers, like 7th, 8th, or 9th.
How am I supposed to know that?
It's in the dictionary and apparently in the fourth grade vocabulary.
I guess it is, yeah. Wow, that's a good word.
Nice job.
But this is what I was afraid of. Science, as I told you earlier, I'm a little weak in that, and I'm sure Nathan isn't. So this is where I really can use his help.
You want to go fourth grade science?
Yes. It's 100.
Because you could still hear the question and drop. Even if you drop out right now, you got $100,000
right.
From Cardinal Hayes.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
But you did it right. You got $175,000.
Love it. Love it.
You want science? You want to go that route?
I think so, yes. I'll try fourth grade science.
I haven't seen you like this before.
Well, as I recall in school, I wasn't that great at it, but let's see what you got.
All right. Well, you have help here today. That's the key.
Yes, I do.
We are playing for $175,000 when we come back. Of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our contestant, the one and only Regis Philbin, has $100,000. And you selected fourth grade science.
Yes.
The $175,000 question is, famous scientist Albert Einstein was born in what country? Famous scientist Albert Einstein was born in what country? Nathan has locked in his answer.
was either Austria or Germany. Or was he born in the United States? Or was it Hungary? How about Romania? How does that sound? I'm going to drive myself crazy, so all I want to do is put it on Nathan's back right here.
Take a guess, because if you're right, you'll get $175,000. If you're wrong and Nathan has the right answer, then he saves you. Or you could drop out with $100,000 for Cardinal Hayes High School.
This kid is brilliant. He's got a great future ahead of him. I'm going to put it all on his shoulders. Nathan, I'm relying on you. I'm going to say Austria just for the heck of it.
You want to lock that in?
There he goes. I hate it when he walks down there.
The question was, famous scientist Albert Einstein was born in what country? You said Austria. For $175,000, you're wrong.
That's not important to me. I want to know if Nathan is wrong. Is it too late for me to get out of this?
No, yes, it's too late.
Nathan, please.
Regis, Austria was your first guess. That wasn't right. What would have been your second guess?
Germany?
What did you say?
Germany.
What did you say, Mackenzie?
Germany.
Cody.
Germany.
Olivia.
Germany.
How do these kids know this?
They study, Regis. They go to school.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, Nathan. Come across.
I will tell you this. Germany is the right answer. So all that matters is if this guy wrote Germany.
Yes,
if he did,
know that.
Cardinal Hayes has $75,000.
You want? I just got to walk around a little bit here. Relieve the tension. Come on, Nathan, give it to me.
We said Germany was the correct answer to the question. Famous scientist Albert Einstein was born in what country? Nathan wrote Germany! That's your new buddy over there now.
He's great.
Nathan, very nice job, my friend. Great job.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you. Great job.
All right, Regis, here's the good news. Cardinal Hayes High School right now has $175,000.
Wow, that's fabulous. That's good.
Here's the bad news. You have used your copy. Your peak and your save, and so your classmates can no longer help you.
So I don't get to work with Olivia?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, Olivia. Look at this face. Look at this face. I hope you're proud of yourself.
In other words, they're all gone.
They're gone. It's just you and me. Go ahead and let's pick a subject.
Fifth grade.
Literature or U.S. history?
Yeah.
Literature?
I don't know. I would. People are all yelling literature.
Which are you better at?
Well, I don't know. I used to know my history. Okay. Literature.
Literature. Let me remind you. You can see the question and still drop out.
Yeah.
$175,000.
$175,000. Okay. But if I get it, it's $300,000.
But if you get it, it's $300,000 for Cardinal Hayes High School. We are playing for $300,000 when we come back. Welcome back to a very fun night on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our contestant and special guest is the legendary Regis Philbin. He's playing for Cardinal Hayes High School.
Oh, boy.
Doing great.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. The fifth grade literature question. It's worth $300,000, and here it is. Two roads diverged in a wood. And I took the one less traveled by, are lines from the poem, The Road Not Taken, written by what American poet? Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, are lines from the poem, The Road Not Taken, written by what American poet?
The Road Not Taken. Well, if I give you the incorrect answer, we lose
$150,000. You drop that back down to $25,000.
And if I have it right, well,
if you give me the right answer, we jump up to $300,000 and we're one question away from the million.
How I'd love to do that, you know. But see, that's why I needed Nathan and Cody and the gang here. And I blew it by using them too quickly, too soon.
I'll tell you what we'll do. If you miss the literature question, we'll play the history one just for fun. How about that?
What's so fun about that?
Well,
where's the humor?
The...
Where's the fun? Where's the comedy?
Do you know poetry at all?
Not very much, but I will give you a guess. Would you like to hear my guess? Or are you too big for my guess?
I'd love to hear your guess.
Yeah, but I don't want to embarrass myself either. The Road Not Taken. You know, I don't know. I really don't know. It'd just be a silly, stupid guess and I'd look like an idiot. And that's what you'd like.
You want to drop out and look really smart and take $175,000?
I'm going to take $175,000 to my school, Cardinal Hayes in New York City.
You want to lock that in? Smart move. Smart move. Because I always try to tell people, it's real money. That's a lot of money for a high school.
Absolutely.
If you hadn't used your peek in your copy and your save, the person that would have been up here would have been Olivia.
Oh, gosh, Olivia. Do I miss you right now?
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
The right answer to the question is Robert Frost.
Oh, yeah. Got to walk around a little bit, walk this off. You know, I kept thinking it has to do with winter. And there was frost.
Let's see, just for giggles, had Olivia been
She's
up here...
She's got it, I know she does. Show it to us, Olivia.
What would Olivia have said? Robert Frost. I love this class.
Oh, my gosh, they are brilliant. You kids are just great. God bless you and good luck to you all.
You want to see the history question?
Let's see it.
The fifth grade U.S. history question was, who was the youngest person to become president of the United States?
I'm narrowing it down to a couple, but I'm not sure.
Who's the couple you had it narrowed down?
Well, Andrew Johnson and Grover Cleveland.
Both wrong. Actually, the youngest elected was John Kennedy. He was 43, but the youngest person to become president of the United States. Oh, Olivia, you would have been up here. What'd you have?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt, she's absolutely right, once again. He assumed the presidency at the age of 42 when McKinley was assassinated.
Right.
So that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Makes me feel better.
Why does it make you feel better that I didn't know that?
Well, they're fifth grade questions are very scary.
They are scary.
Very scary. Yeah. The good news is Cardinal Hayes High School, your old alma mater, has got $175,000.
That's the good news, Jeff. Thank you very, very much.
How about that? One little piece of business we have left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I know you love him, but I really want to hear this in all its clarity. There's the camera, Mr.
Yeah.
Philbin.
I'm Regis Philbin, a television talk show host, and I just found out I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.